Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nach Yomi, with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Rabinovich, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Mem Chet. What's in a name? With apologies to William Shakespeare, is it really true that a rose by any other name would smell as sweet? Names, especially names for Jewish people, are very important. This can be seen in the Gemara Brachot, which tells us that the names given to people are the words of Hashem on earth. This can be seen in the Gemara in Yuma, which tells us that a Jewish name accurately reflects his or her essential character. This can also be seen in the words of the Arizal, who mentions that Jewish parents are imbued with Ruach HaKodesh, a spark of divine spirit, when they name their children. The name the parent selects is invariably the true description of the neshama, or the spiritual essence of their child. What about a city? What does the name of a city represent? In Mizmor Memchet, we are given a variety of names for Yerushalayim, and each one reflects another aspect of the city. Be'ir Elokeinu, Har Kodesho. Yerushalayim is the Ir Elokeinu, and in the future, Hashem will be praised as the world will perceive the Hashra'at Shekhinah, the resting of the divine presence in the city of Yerushalayim. Yefeinof. I'm deliberately not going to translate these two words, since we're going to see there are actually many options. Let's tackle them. What is Yafe and what is Nof? Yafe, Yofi, is beauty and describes the inherent beauty of the city, which is lamented in the second parak of Echa when the city is destroyed. Sheyomru klilat Yofi masos l'chol ha'aretz. The people will say in astonishment while they look at the ravages of what is left of the city. Is this the city of beauty that delighted the world? Nof, according to Rashi, and Yefe Nof means branches, and the phrase translates that the branches are fair, referring, according to Rashi, of the branches of olive trees on Har HaZeitim. As a side comment, I have to confess that if I were asked to identify fair branches of Yerushalayim, my answer would not be olive branches, but instead the fragrant-smelling rosemary bushes, whose fragrance permeates the city and evokes for me the time I spent there as a six-year-old with my family, of course, and the times I would walk back and forth from school and smell that fragrant smell. But what else can Yafei Nof mean? It can refer to height, and this is what the Rashbam says and how it's translated in the Magerman edition of the Koran Tanakh, beautiful in its heights. It can refer to the special climate that exists in the city, what the Malbim says, and therefore it's what helps people get healed, what the Radak says. And this can explain why the city is called Misos Kol Haaretz, the delight of the people, why people are so happy when they come to Yerushalayim since they are getting healed and feeling better. Alternatively, why are they happy? Because of the righteousness that exudes from the city, what the Sforno says. Har Tzion, Yarkitei Tzafon, to go back to the different names of the city, the Mountain of Zion, the slopes of Tzafon. This translation doesn't really help. And to confound matters, Yerushalayim is found in the southern part of the country. It's certainly not up north. So what is Yarkitei Tzafon? The Midrash looks to the Beit HaMikdash found within the city and notes that the korbanot of chatat and asham, the offerings that would help atone for one's sins, would be slaughtered on the northern side of the Mizbeach. It can also refer to the fact that the Beit HaMikdash itself is located in the northern portion of Yerushalayim, certainly north of Ir David. And one important aspect of Yerushalayim is the Beit HaMikdash that is located there. To continue with the list of names, next up, we have Kiryat Melech Rav, the city of the great king. Yerushalayim is the city of the great king, indeed, the greatest of all kings, Melech Malchei Hamlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the essence of this mizmor? And why was it selected as the Shir Shel Yom to recite on Mondays? Let's look at the mizmor to get an answer. The mizmor can be divided into four parts. We begin with Kavod Hashem, the greatness of Hashem, as reflected in the city that bears his name, Yerushalayim. Elokim ba'armanoteha nodah lemiskav, God is known as the protector of its palaces. From Sukkim He through Chet, we see a description of the nations who try to come and attack Yerushalayim, but are unable to do so. In Pasuk Vav, Himara'u Kintamahu Nifhalu Nechpazu. They came, they were astounded at the sight, they panicked and fled. Pasuk Zayin, Ra'ada Chastam Sham Chil Kayoleda. There, fear seized them, the agony of a woman in childbirth. Or Pasuk Chet, Beruach Kadim Tishaber Oniot Tarshish. Like the ships of Tarshish wrecked by eastern winds. Why are they coming? Amos Chacham of Dayt Mikra lists a few reasons, among them the following. It could be when Yehoshaphat went to Tarshish and then fought against Moab and Ammon, told in Malachim Aleph, Perak Chafbet. Maybe it could be a reference to an event that was known at the time, but is not mentioned in Tanakh. Or maybe it's alluding to the time in the future. Another possibility is the attempted attack by Sennacherib, the king of Ashur, on Yerushalayim during the days of Chizkiyahu, an attack which failed, the only attack of Sennacherib that had failed, which we discussed in reference to Mizmor Mem Vav. While we may not be sure why the different nations came, we are sure that what they saw changed them, and as a result, we are aware that there is a uniqueness and beauty to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim has a special protection and will last forever. Kasher shamanu, as it says in Pasuk Tet, as we heard, ken ra'inu, we saw, be'ir Hashem Tzvakot, in the city of the Lord of Hosts, be'ir Elokeinu, in the city of our God, Elokim yechoneneha ad olam selah, may God preserve it forever, selah. We also recognize the centrality of Chesed and Tzedek, of the city that permeates with those two traits. Diminu Elokim Chastecha Bekerav Hechalecha, within your temple, Lord, we meditate on your love. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Keshimcha Elokim Kentilatecha Al Katzvei Eretz Tzedek Mala Yeminecha. Your name, God, like your praise, reaches the end of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. The last section describes the ceremony of dancing in circles and hakafot. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Sobu Tzion v'hakifua, sifru migdalea, walk around Tzion, encircle it, count its towers. Pasuk Yudalad, Shitu libchem lechela, pasgu armenoteha, leman tesapru ledor acharon. Note its strong walls, make your way through its citadel so that you may tell future generations. Why? In order to proclaim, pasuk tedvav, kize elokim, elokeinu, olam va'ed, huyinahagenu almut. That this is God, our God, forever and ever. He will guide us forevermore. The names for the city do matter, and they reflect the special quality of Yerushalayim. Why was this mizmor chosen to be recited on Mondays? First of all, we should note, the custom is mentioned in Mishnah Tamid, and the reason for the selection is that Monday, Yom Sheni, is the day where Hashem divided the waters and separated them into the water above the Rakia, called Shemaim, and the water below the Rakia called Yamim. The Zohar states that when the water was divided, the lower waters, the Yamim, cried and said, "We too want to stand before the king." They sensed that the Rakia, the firmament, would separate between that which was above, the Shamayim, that sustained the spiritual world, and that which was below, the Yamim, that which sustained the physical world. They cried because they were afraid they would be disconnected from God. The Midrash Rabbah presents the answer. God comforted the Yamim, the lower waters, by assuring them that they would not be cut off from his presence, that they would have a role in bringing the divine presence to the lower world. How? Through korbanot. Every korban must be brought with salt, a product of the lower seas. When a person brings a korban, they elevate the salt from the seas with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And what does this have to do with our mizmor? Let us recall that our mizmor was one composed by B'nai Korach. What did Korach do wrong? Notes Rabbi Yisachar Frand, Korach wanted to get closer with Hashem. The problem was, he was a Levi, and Aharon was a Kohen. A Kohen does the service inside the Beit HaMikdash itself, while the Levium are relegated to a secondary role. They are the gatekeepers. They sing in the choir during the Korbanot. However, they are not center court. They are not as close as the Kohanim to the divine service. This was Korach's motivation. He felt that Kol Ha'eda Kulam Kedoshim, the entire congregation was holy. So why was he not entitled to as great a role in the divine service as his cousin Aaron? I want more, he said. I want to become closer to Hashem. His fatal mistake was not recognizing that a Kohen is a Kohen and a Levi is a Levi. We do not have time to elaborate on the differences between the spiritual essence of one or the other, but let us say that different people are born with different strengths, and the Ribono Shel Olam has specific roles for each of them to play. Continues Rabbi Frand, the answer to the question, why can't I have a more prominent role, is that in order to get the job done, people need to perform different roles. Any person who does his or her particular role does it faithfully and executes it to the best of his or her ability. Hashem is as happy and satisfied as he is with a Kohen. The Levi does his work with devotion and dedication in terms of his closeness to Hashem and is therefore exactly as close to the Kohen. This is the fact that Korach and his followers fail to understand. Rabbi Frand quotes Rabbi Schneer Kotler, who explains the following pasuk. Pasuk Yud, Diminu Elokim Chastecha Bekerav Hechalecha. We imagined, Diminu comes from the word Dimyon, imagination. We imagined, O God, that your kindness can only be inside the midst of your sanctuary. However, our jobs, unfortunately, were relegated to outside the sanctuary. Then the next pasuk says, Keshimcha Elokim Kenti Latecha Al Katzvei Aretz. Even at the ends of the earth, we can still have that closeness. Even there, your praise can be found. We, too, can learn from Korach. We can learn from the waters that we can find a Kadosh Baruch Hu everywhere, above the Rekia and below, in the Heichal and outside. Kize Elukim Elokeinu, the Mizmor continues and concludes, Olam Va'ed. This is God, our God, forever and ever. Hu Yenahagenu Al Mut. He will guide us forevermore. Thank you for studying together. Li'ilui Nishmat Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara Bat Chaim Leib.